From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. You think you live in a pretty safe place, but you just heard about a break-in 4 miles away, which isn't close, but it isn't far either, you know? Art Palpitations is on the scene.
I sure am, Tammy, and I don't even know why I drove out here, because as you know, you got customized renter's insurance through GEICO, so your stuff is covered.
Oh, well, that's great. Any sign of crime there, Art?
Just some light littering, Tammy, but like they say, a little litter can lead to a lot.
Wise words. It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Wait, don't swipe left. No, because we're addressing your assumptions about dating in the new roaring 20s. That's right, today we're going to be talking about dating apps, being single, and situationships.
No.
I know.
Fun.
I know. Joining us today is a very special guest, a TikTok extraordinaire known for her cosplay of the Lorax in Hamilton. Please welcome Ashby.
Oh, it's Ashby.
Ashby. How are you?
I'm doing dandy. How are you?
I'm good. Are you ready to do some assumptions and debunking?
Of course.
Yeah?
Yeah, with all my friends.
With all your friends. Oh. Yes. We're also joined by Tommy.
Hi.
Hi, Tommy.
Hi.
And also Amanda.
Yay.
Amanda's return to assumptions.
Just a crazy dater.
Now, that's something that we want to talk about right up front. You see, the four of us here, I believe, unless anybody had a tragic night, we are all booed up.
Yes. I've had tragic nights, but I am still booed up.
But you're still here, yes. Amanda is married. I'm engaged. You guys are dating.
You're not engaged.
We're
not dating.
What are you doing? Yes, that's right.
We're Ashby and I are not together.
You guys are not together.
We're not.
You are dating
together.
Other people.
Yes, we're dating.
Yes.
Whoa.
And as am I, I'm not engaged. I don't know where
that
you came up with that.
It was a lie. She lied to everybody.
I'm not getting married.
What? What the f***? Just now?
Her close friends, she lied to.
For 4 months, she pretended to be engaged and sent us texts and stuff. It was actually very...
Sent us pictures of wedding
gowns. Crying?
I am crying. But I'm going to bring the tears all the way back and put them right back down.
A lady's meal.
Yes.
I hate it.
I like that.
A lady's meal is tears?
Is sucking
That's
your tears
crazy.
Back down.
God,
I've had plenty of ladies' meal.
We're going to need like a side. It can't just be tears for the meal.
No, if a lady's meal is tears, she's full.
So we all have some sort of relation to dating, whether it be dipping our toes and dating each other a little bit here and there.
Yes.
But we have a lot of assumptions here from other people about maybe not being in a relationship, maybe being in one, a situationship. But let's examine the culture a little bit here. Whoever asks for the date should be the one paying.
Hate that.
Yes.
Hate.
Split it. You're both in.
Here's my
it.
Thing. I've been invited to bitch-ass birthday... birthday parties.
You can say that.
Birthday parties at an event. And I'm like, why am I paying for this? It's your birthday party. You brought me to your birthday party on your birthday, and I'm paying for your birthday party
On a date?
I feel like that
no,
gets...
No, like a birthday.
No, birthday party.
Birthday party.
She but we're talking dates.
Oh, I see.
I jumped. She's off.
She jumped. Are you in the woods?
I'm in the woods.
Yes.
And it's like, I don't know, like if you invite me to bowling, and it's a bowling party...
What is this party thing you're on?
It's not.
I'm following you because I get it. That's
or like a movie.
Yes.
Like he invites me to movies, and sometimes I don't have a ticket. It's like, why am I going to the movie? I didn't want to go to the movies. You wanted to go to the movies.
Oh, no, so
I
you should have bought
$25.
Sounds like you didn't want to go on the date.
Well, it's because we were 16. My mom paid for our first date.
Oh, well, there you go.
Okay, so it's like, well,
I don't
that's
know
nice.
What it's like to then.
Okay, that's what I want. Mom pays for all the
mom pays. Mom I think pays. Is the right answer. Yes.
I think if a guy asks you to go or a guy or whatever asks you to go on a date. I don't think it necessarily means that they're paying.
No.
The birthday thing is tricky, though.
If it's an event
I where kind of hear you about the
it
birthday
requires,
thing.
Like, entry, then I think it's always whoever invites you to that entry requires, like, who came up with that.
This I am
just,
following.
This
I
recently
am
happened to me, so I'm a little hot.
No, I am following, totally, but I think, again, case by case.
I see where this person's getting at as well in terms of like, if somebody is like, hey, I would like to take you to dinner, come with, then it sort of feels like I'm treating you to this dinner.
Hi.
It feels like it would be like, for me, it would feel weird to be like, thank you so much for coming to this dinner, and here's the check.
So if I asked you, or is this specific to dating? If a me, Amanda.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm asking you out on a date, though.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I would like to take you to dinner.
It's happening.
I would like to take you to dinner, and you can have whatever you want. And let's share some wine. And, okay. Oh, here's the bill.
Share a glass of wine?
We're going to share the bottle. That's right.
See, that's my thing. I don't have control
like
over that.
We're sharing the bottle. So, and here's the check. Amanda? Yeah. Me? We split? Split.
If someone has to pay, if there's going to be one person to pay, it should be the person who asked the other person out. But I think the rule of one person paying on a date where you both are buying in to date each other, unless you're into some chivalry thing,
which is also fine.
If someone wants to, I'd be like, oh, thank you.
Yes.
But I don't go in thinking, oh, well, he's taking me out on a date, so he's paying.
Yeah, right.
I agree with that. I think the only caveat is if they take you to an expensive place that you would not have chosen.
Like, and someone, I agree.
You know what I mean?
Full totally.
Or bowling or the zoo.
Yeah, but what? I'm really... bowling is... Yeah. Well, bowling's very expensive.
Yes.
It is. It is?
All right. Now, let's get into this. You go on the date. It's amazing. We don't know who paid. Forget about it.
Okay.
Should you wait 48 hours before texting after the first date?
No! I got in safely. I took my pants off.
If they wanted to, they would. That's the whole thing.
They're in my room.
Yeah.
No, that's so stupid. As a woman, I've never understood that. I'm like, I'm waiting.
Yeah. So 48 hours, two whole days. After the date has happened.
I'm like, they hate me and they never want to see me again.
You're already blocked.
Yeah. I think that night I would love, I had so much fun.
Absolutely.
Marry me.
Yeah, good night.
Like, hey.
Sweet cheeks, you know, that thing.
Oh, what?
Oh, what?
Says the married person.
It's true.
Anti-marriage.
I do agree, though. I feel like it's like, if I had a great date with someone, I'd be like, I kind of want them to text me, immediately.
Immediately.
And do what you want.
And then continue to text
me. Tell them you had a good time.
Yes. Yeah. The best is, when you, know the sparks were there, and then the next morning you get a good morning, and you're and yes.
Like, we've locked it in.
We've locked it in.
2 days is,
I don't know where that came from.
That's a long time. Which part? The bowling?
The 2 days.
Oh,
yeah, we're bringing up the bowling again.
I think it used to be a three-day rule. I think it used to be
that
you wait 3 days.
That is unacceptable.
Yeah.
That's crazy. We're running out of time.
You're going one day,
fast.
And then you're going wow, the date was so great. And then the second day, you're like, what happened?
Yeah, it's what details did he tell me?
You're like, who invented that?
I forgot his name.
A man made that up.
Right.
Yes.
I think it maybe probably stems from the idea of, you don't want to seem too desperate.
Do you know what women love? Desperation. Hello. Bring it on in. I don't know. Do we?
Do we?
I don't know. yearning.
Do we?
Yearn.
Do you know what people love? F***ing knowing
follow
what the
through.
Other
yeah,
person
desperation.
Is. Exactly.
Yes.
That's exactly what
yes.
I
say. Hey, no.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Approaching someone in the grocery store used to feel like a cute rom-com moment. Now it feels creepy as hell and sad.
I think what's tough about a grocery store is anyone who approaches you in a grocery store, you kind of know them. I don't know about you guys, but I usually have my headphones in the grocery store. Is that kind of wrong?
Interesting.
I'm a mannequin at the grocery store. I'm doing work at the grocery store. I'm not hi.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm if someone comes up to me, I'm like.
Same. I don't have a basket of flowers and I'm like. Let me sample. I'm
You're like, hello?
Oh, see,
what?
I'm like Trader Joe's, and I think everyone's looking at me. I'm like,
yeah.
Well, that's Trader Joe's.
Right.
Because everyone
Trader Joe's is a grocery shop.
Trader Joe's is a runway for the models.
Yes.
Exactly.
In fact, actually, I feel like you could go up to someone at Trader Joe's.
100%.
You could.
And it would be fine.
But not Vons, Whole Foods.
Vons do not approach a single person ever.
No.
Vons and Ralph's?
Not even Ralph's.
No.
Get out of here.
Whole Foods? Not Ralph's.
Not even Publix.
Maybe Whole Foods?
Whole Foods.
Whole Foods is, it feels like you're a family. So you're like, my daughter.
No, you know what? With Whole Foods, it depends on the day of the week. Then you can approach.
When's the day to
approach? When's a good day?
A weekend.
Okay.
If you approach me at Whole Foods on a weekday, then it's like, I'm not supposed to be here. Don't talk to
me. Can I say a theory?
Please.
I think it's okay at Trader Joe's because the aisles are so tiny. It's you're going to be crammed with other people anyway.
Yes.
So it's already got this intimate, you and me, we already touched butts earlier because we had to get power.
That is the chicken nuggets.
Where it's Vons, it's I'm
Yeah, it's supposed to,
I thought you're
yeah.
cute, yeah. you know? Yeah. It's like, ha!
Let me change maybe the environment and see if any of that shifts as well. Maybe if not the grocery store. How about the gym?
No.
No.
Zero.
No.
You don't
no.
want to be a person no. at the gym.
No.
I think gym the gym's a no-no.
The gym, because it would then, if someone comes up to me at the gym, I would then think that everything I was doing before that was either being watched or interpreted that it was like for them. Which is never for them.
Yeah.
Correct.
We're going to zoom out a little bit more. That was more of like a specific instance of somebody trying to have a meet cute. Dating culture has become performative, especially within Gen Z. Instead of being true to oneself, they feel like they have to fit someone's type, and in return, they'll act a certain way to cater towards their partner.
I would agree. I pretended to be a Patriots fan for like 5 years.
I'm from Boston.
Me too, kind of.
And I was a Patriots fan.
Okay.
That's where your like, fleece pants would
come
into play.
What does that have to do with the Patriots?
What does that have to do with the Patriots?
Right.
So did you like love Tom Brady a lot?
I thought I did.
I'm struggling with this one because I don't know. I feel like dating is always kind of performative in the beginning.
Yeah, I was about to say, sure, yeah. I don't know about the Gen Z of it all, but it's like.
Well, it's like the men in the coffee shop that are like smoking a cigarette, reading a book on feminism.
They're being like a guy.
And they finished their coffee hours ago.
Yes.
Right.
And they're just like waiting for a girl to
They're
pass
reading
by.
Like Pride and Prejudice
at the
bar.
With their glasses,
right.
You know?
Hate like, them. You're not receiving.
And they're just reading and they're like sipping on their, although like Shane tells me that he does that a lot. Shane from Smosh.
Shane from Smosh?
Do you know Shane from Smosh?
I don't like Smosh.
Neither do I.
I think you have a point here, Amanda, is in that dating is, there's some part of it that is performative. For me, it feels like at the beginning stages, it's almost like you are kind of holding back some parts of yourself, right? Like if you know that there are some like beige flags about you, first date, you're not going to be like, and I crunch really loud when I eat.
Yeah.
You're going to hold on
you
to like the third date.
Fart.
Never go full free.
You don't never. At this point.
Yes.
You do not fart.
Yeah.
Right.
At this point, you've never farted.
You've never farted before
like,
and you'll never fart again.
Laughing, so.
Which is insane. Ben and I, well, I do, but he hasn't farted in front of me after 8.5 years.
What?
Wow.
He refuses. It's like an honor system thing now.
Okay, there's one room in your place that is just ripped up.
Just a closet, and he quickly is like...
Like a microwave exploded in there.
You guys walk in, you're like, when did we paint this brown?
But I'm
and he's in there like,
it's like smoker stains.
His room's like, no. He's like,
I don't know what it is. It was a thing where it just started and now it hasn't. And now it's kind of a game.
Wait.
Oh. I'm a full blown farter.
That's a real thing. I think people perform their whole relationship.
Yeah.
And how exhausting.
I know, and your boyfriend's been performing.
Ben, just let it out, girl. He just rips ass right now. Okay.
We'd love it.
Okay, on the topic of farting, getting into a little bit of the potty humor, because some of that does feel a little like risque to bring up. It is appropriate to distinguish whether you have to go number one or number two. If they get weirded out, then they are not the one.
I don't agree.
I don't think you need to say if you're pissing or shitting.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
What are they? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you either
I just
take
don't
a
think that's
or shit.
Important. I mean, if I'm in there long, guess what?
Then you're shitting.
Yeah, then I'm shat, girl.
Pissing or shitting?
Totally.
I also feel like it's like, how do you approach it if you're like, hey, I need to go, if you're like, I'm gonna go shit.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I don't know if you.
You can just say, I'm gonna be a minute.
I'm gonna be a minute.
Yeah.
I mean, my partner and I are pretty open.
No, I mean, like now, yeah, I'm just like, yeah, I need to go shit.
Now the door
exactly.
is open.
I'll still now the door.
Okay, you're at a highly
closed.
Developed part
my
of your
door,
life.
Yeah, you're different.
The door is open. And then he was like, I bought poopery. And I was like, why?
Yeah.
And he's like,
you've smelled it before and you'll smell it again.
I still bang on everything nearby to mute. I'm like,
I thought you.
Like, ding. No.
Get a little drum set by your toilet.
Yeah, I'm like, ding, ding.
Yeah.
I'm like, yang, 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 yang. To try to like mask the sound.
Sure.
There's never really a sound because I'm a girl. But it's one of those
of
things.
Of course.
No, and I don't.
Silent.
You
I
don't even.
It's a me thing because I get pee shy. So if I overthink it and there's an audience, then she doesn't perform.
Early on, if you are dating and you aren't like at each other's places and you are out at a restaurant, I think it's very simple and easy to just be like, I'm going to run to the restroom.
Yeah. If I had a guy be like, I'm going to shit real quick, I'm like, what did he say?
That'd be crazy. That'd be crazy.
It would be a lot.
But however, if I was on a first date with someone and they're like, hey, I'm not leaving you alone. Like, I'm not ditching you. I'm gonna go shit.
That's when you
I'd be like,
on
you're
the
awesome.
First date though is wild.
But I would be like, hell yeah, dude.
But
just for the honesty of it all, you know?
No, true. And the way that you said it too was very cool.
You know what I mean? But if you're just like, I'm gonna go poop my pants.
Right.
I'm gonna shit.
I'm gonna go poop.
I gotta go poop.
Crying at the table. Like, then it's like,
we gotta go now.
Yeah. Then you're crying and you have to shit.
If it's like sly and you can predict it, you know.
Yeah, you're like, I'm gonna be a minute. Get on your phone and look at something fun, sweetie.
Oh, God.
Babe.
I think it goes down to just the confidence of it, of how they are telling you and if they are weirded out by it.
I think just read the room. If you're with someone that would receive you saying you're about to shit, then do it.
All right. Well.
How are you going to transition out of this one, Arasha?
Yeah,
so
this is a tough one. I'm sorry.
We zoom in specifically to Amanda and your husband. You guys are married. There's a level of comfort there. You pull to the other extreme on the other end, which is hookup culture.
Oh.
Okay?
Don't you point your finger at me.
And this person's assumption is that hookup culture has ruined almost everyone's ability to date.
What? My thing is my fear of men spans so deep that I thought hookup, like I thought like one night stands were like a thing of the movies. You're falling asleep in a man's apartment, unconscious. No, it's like a kidnapper's dream.
Totally.
I hear you. Yeah.
Well, and so the worry now, I think, is because that has existed and some people do enjoy it. Some people are like a part of it. Some people are trying it. There's now maybe a group of people that are afraid that if they go out on dates and try to get something more serious,
it's expected.
The other person is just going to be like, oh, no, I just want a one night stand.
That's fair.
Well, that's usually what, like, if it's via a dating app, that's usually what you would put down. You know, they'd be like, I'm
like,
you know, I want a short-term thing or whatever. So usually that hopefully wouldn't be an issue running into that, but that's only if you're doing an app. I feel like people don't like find each other and hook up anymore. I feel like it's apps
only. I feel like they do.
They find each other?
Like that. Guys.
How do you find
Let us do that.
I know you guys are dating, but please.
Let us do that.
With gay culture, there's like two schools of thought in that there's some people that are like, you know, I'm dating to find someone and like marry them and have like a heteronormative quote unquote like path. And then there's also hookup culture that's just kind of like, you know, oh, I want, you know, maybe I'll find a partner, but then I want to keep it open and keep it going. Mm-hmm. I do kind of feel like, I'm not anti-hookup culture at all. It's per person's thing. Yeah. Like, it's what you want. There's a lot of different people with a lot of different brains. I feel like it kind of numbs, this gets into like sex stuff, but I feel like it kind of numbs some gay men's brains to what true intimacy is. And then they want that intimacy from, and I've been there too. Like, you know, you want that.
It like desensitizes you.
It desensitizes you. Mm-hmm. So then like, it's like once you separate the things, then it's hard to like
unite that
with someone. Because after a while, they just start being like, I want you to cook dinner with me and love me. And I want you to like
Right.
So it I don't know.
Totally.
So I just feel like.
No, you can call me on that.
Yeah. So hookup culture, I feel like, in a way, yes, it hasn't ruined anything. It just has changed how people interact with sex and relationships, especially in the gay world. Mm-hmm. It's not negative. It's not positive. It just is what it is, and it's shifted a lot.
I totally agree with, like, hookup culture. Like, I feel like back then it was just like, you just did. Mm-hmm. You just did. And now everyone's like, situationship. They're putting a lot of labels on dating. It's like, oh, did you hook up? Oh, was it a one-night stand? And, like, it was kind of like, I don't know. I'm having fun here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I feel like we're kind of getting very specific on, which I get because there's dating apps and you want to put a profile and you want to put all these things. And it's like, I don't know. I think when you label it so intensely, then it puts so much like heat and weight on, oh, did you do that thing? Here's the repercussions.
And then it puts
a
cap on it. Like if you're a situationship and it blossoms further than that, if you just say, oh no, he's my situationship, it's like, that's all it can, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like friend zoned.
Yeah,
it's like,
it's
done. But it's like, or it's just like, oh, this is this guy that I'm hooking up with.
Yeah.
I think something new that has also been introduced, like we say, over the last few years, especially strengthened, has been social media. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And specifically, this assumption brings that into their experience. As a gay man, the amount of times I have been matched with just so the other person can call me ugly is insane and really indicative of the larger dating culture and how social media has changed our perception of how others present.
Okay, well, first of all, that's evil, and that sucks.
Terrible.
Right.
Gay men are very harsh and crazy on dating apps sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially Grindr, I will say.
Yeah.
Because Grindr's more like, let me see your body. Great, we're going to
It's interesting, though, how the different apps sort of have this, like, unspoken what the apps are, right? Like, that is Grindr. I think Tinder is maybe also the assumption there is that you're going to meet up to hook up, and that's that.
And now they're making apps specifically for different, like, Hinge is, like, that meant to be deleted. You're, you know, for your soulmate.
Field, right?
Field, which is for kinky stuff.
Yeah, kinky stuff. There's lots different of different now. Apps that have been introduced, and so much of it has changed. And social media just brings a different lens to it entirely, because in both you're being perceived. In both, it's like how many times are you like scrolling on like a dating app as well, and like then you go towards Instagram and you search them up and you just find more stuff of their profile.
And also,
you
know? Like, it just, like, I love how accessible online dating is for so many people, but I think it also contributes to the desensitization.
Yes,
you got it. One more time.
Third time.
Desensitization.
Boom.
Oh, loved it.
Of people's feelings. Because, I mean, just being on social media, people will say the most horrendous things. And so I can't imagine online dating, you feel like you have this right to judge whatever photos they put on or their preferences. So that, in its own way, is also very tricky, I can imagine, for...
I agree. I also just feel like, again, like, the weight of dating... We've made it so, and I know like older shows like Sex and the City, that was like the big thing. It was like, oh, if you're single, like, what are you doing with your life? But it's like, we put so much weight on if you're dating, then you are successful. If you're dating, then you're attractive. If you're dating, then you're worthy.
Yeah.
If you're dating, then you're wanted.
Yeah.
It's all freaking bullshit.
Totally.
I just said freaking.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Keeping it clean.
You're charged up. No, I actually, I feel like I agree with you so much too, in that there is such empowerment in being single because you're able to make choices for yourself, decisions about your life that doesn't necessarily affect another person. You're sort of like rid of like this responsibility that you kind of have in checking in with somebody, in that when you are dating, you kind of don't have that and you're just honed into what this other person is doing. The way I see it too is like after a breakup, I think engaging in hookup culture can be super healthy to remind yourself that you're freaking hot.
It's fun. Frickin'. And you need to figure out what you like.
That's the
other
thing.
That's so important.
You
so
need
important.
To figure out what you're into.
That's why hookup culture, like, not hookup culture. I hate that.
I know.
Like, let's throw that away.
Yeah. Hooking up. It's Samantha from Sex and the City.
Yeah, yes. A reference they'll love. but like a...
Stop.
But like just... You know, going on dates, even if it's not like dating for a goal and like, you know, having, you know, different sexual experiences.
How else are you supposed to know?
To know what you like and know what you want.
Of course. Totally.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So let's get back to the dating app itself, right? When you're discussing and you're sort of putting together this profile, you're putting yourself out there for perception. Yeah. One of the factors that you often have to include is your height. The current emphasis on how tall potential partners are is comically blown out of proportion.
I have had a couple friends who've been on a dating app, and they are very specific about height. In my head, I'm like, why? But then they're like, what are you talking about? You're super tall and you're married to a tall man. And I'm like, yes, but I have dated men who are shorter than me.
I am kind of one of those people that I really need to date a person taller than me.
Okay.
And I feel as though my reasoning is true to myself and my experiences, which for me, I hit my growth spurt in seventh grade. I became 5'7 as a seventh grader, and I was taller than all of my friends around me. I felt physically unattractive, towering over all of my friends.
I get that.
I felt like a giant. Mm-hmm. And that was the opposite of making me feel like the sexy little baby that I want to be.
Well, we were giants.
We were. And so in the dating world...
We were cute.
Yes, yes. But now in the dating world, I am specifically wanting to feel, of course, attractive in my own.
Yeah.
And so that doesn't mean I'm necessarily, like, writing people off for their height, you know? It's not necessarily like, oh, I'm not considering you as my partner, especially if it's a meet-in-person situation. It's not like, oh, well, you don't hit that marker. Mm-hmm. It's more that I know a boundary for myself in order to feel better about myself and my body is that I want to feel a little more petite, and I want to embrace that part of it. That is my truth when it comes to, like, height being a factor. But I know that other people are also just like, I just, like, the taller, the better.
Hi.
That was awesome.
Did you like that?
I did. That was really funky.
Thank you.
Really
I said all the vowels just then. I think it shouldn't be a deal breaker. That's where I'm like, if you guys are getting along and you have great banter and otherwise, you know, you're attracted to them, if it's like, ah, but he's 3 inches shorter, then I'm like, you need to internally look inside yourself. Why are you saying this? I think on dating apps, you know, the point is to put your preference. If your preference is a taller individual, put it down. Mm-hmm. But if they flub the numbers, which they tend to do, I think then you should look in different areas. I don't think it should be as important as people are making it, because then you're causing insecurities within men specifically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it's feeding back into the culture of like these unchangeable things.
Totally.
And then us as women need to do better, because then we're mad if they, you know, want bigger boobs and we can't change that. So, you know.
I feel like with this, it comes down to people have different ratios of what they care about. For someone like me, sometimes I, you know, would like a big person, but that's not like a make or break for me.
Right.
So it's like, that's a thing where I go like, okay, cool, or whatever. And then we move on to the next thing. I just have a different level of preference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And everyone has the right to have that different level of
preference.
I do
agree.
You know?
I do agree.
So it's like, if you're a short, straight man, there's someone out there who is either stoked about you being short or doesn't give a fuck about you being short.
Absolutely.
And it's just person to person.
Yeah.
It's like, I think hearing so often about the, oh, short king, it's way too blown out of proportion.
Again, another label that like actually just traps.
Right.
It's like, oh, you're dating a short king. It's like, okay.
Right.
He's just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And to hit on gay culture, thank God. We're just like, oh, you're tall. Oh, you're short. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, bing bong. I'm big now. Yeah, you're small now. Sure. Woo. Yeah,
bing bong. And I love that. If you're short, tall, anything, you are part of the dating pool.
Yeah. Like, yes. You're human.
It would be so boring if everyone was the
if
same.
If everyone was like, tall, then we find something else to be like, well, I want someone who has XYZ.
Ugh.
Yeah.
My God. That's terrible. No, but it would, Spectrum is good.
Now, we had a lot of folks comment on our community post that are on the aromantic or ace spectrum, who expressed this sentiment. We should get rid of the weird social stigma around being single. I promise you, the world won't end if you or someone you know isn't in a relationship.
I completely
agree. Ace or not, that's completely incredible.
That's kind of what we were saying earlier, is just like, you are still an amazing, wonderful person if you are single. Like, being in a relationship doesn't mean you're the coolest, hottest, most successful person.
I also know, like, miserable people in relationships.
Me?
Sometimes it's just
cool. And I'm like, you would just be so much happier. And they know it, too, if they were single, or at least took time to be single and find themselves. So,
absolutely.
Again, to have the social expectation or the pressure, you know, no matter what community you're in, and especially, like, women get that, you know, why aren't you married? Why don't you have a baby?
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
There are wants in play. And
yes.
How lucky are we that we're not at a time where your wants don't matter? Like, this.
Right.
Exactly. Do what you want.
Totally true.
Absolutely.
Totally true.
You get to have the decision, like, do what you want.
Yeah. The assumption a lot of the times get boiled down to, like, if you're single, it's like it's out of your control and, like, you're not able to get out
choice.
Of that status.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like, no, some people are actively choosing to just
that's
be
why
single.
We put those labels on it. We put labels on being single, being, you know, like, being in a relationship, all those labels that they're non-existent.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's the older generation or society of just like, oh, you're married. When are you going to have the kid?
Yeah.
Oh, you have a kid.
Never
when are you going to have a
second?
It's never enough. So when you're single, I genuinely think some people just don't know what to talk to you about. That they'll literally be like,
that is true.
So when are you going to? And it's just like, what?
Well, that's because they're also focused in on those things as the important life steps.
Yes.
So they're like, I know these as my things, so why aren't you?
There's so many other things going on in life than dating another person.
Yeah.
Ashby, you kind of talked about this, right? Like, as you're going through your teens into your 20s and whatnot, you're still developing, right? You're growing. There's so many parts of you that are changing. So this assumption says, studies show our brains, especially the parts tied to empathy and self-awareness, don't fully mature until our late 20s/early 30s. So my hot take is that most people aren't ready for a healthy relationship until after 30.
Oh. I mean, you started dating when you
I'm
were
undercooked.
16.
Yes.
Thoughts. Well, you haven't farted in front of
exactly.
Yeah.
God,
so
we're
that
almost
adds
there.
Like 10
when
years.
We're 30.
Yeah.
I think 30 is maybe a too high standard. I think there is truth in that where, some, again, it's case by case. Some people don't know what they individually want. They don't know what they want to do or be. And so 30, golden age for them, perfect.
Yeah.
I always knew I wanted to commit a partner when I was very, very young. I proposed to like, what, 3 guys? It was ridiculous. And so—
Does he know that?
Yes, of course.
He does not know that.
And so, you know, it's that's what made sense for me.
Right.
And I was lucky that I was right and it wasn't just like a phase that I had. But yeah, I mean, you're not ready. You know, you're young and you're cooking and your brain is developing and their brains are developing. And, you know, I think for the majority of people, wait till you're ready.
Yeah.
Totally.
And that's why the societal standards are so dangerous.
I agree, because it's also like, yes, being over 30, great, but it's like being over 30 just means more time on this planet to learn hard lessons.
Yes. More wisdom.
That can always be good for a relationship.
Yeah.
More time to be like, I'm sorry, and I actually mean it.
Yes.
You know how hard that is to say when you're 18?
So hard.
Oh,
but then
God.
Also, if you watch like The Golden Bachelor, some people are fully grown and they're acting
and they're not,
crazy.
Yeah, so it's
watched it.
So it's one of those things, again, where it's case by case. There's some old ass men and ladies that don't know how to handle a conversation.
Yeah, like, I mean, wow, we all know someone older that is not emotionally there.
Yes.
So it's like, So I think it is truly case by case. I think putting a limit on yourself like that or like broadcasting that, not to shame this person at all, there's some good points here.
Yeah,
it's just like, I think if you're going to go, well, I'm going to wait to date until I'm 30, might hinder you from some experiences that might help you grow in that way that you're waiting for.
Yeah,
exactly. Experiences are good, even if they are, you know,
hard.
Even if they're bad.
Very hard, yeah.
Okay, so we'll actually dial it back for a second here. The one.
Oh, the one.
Oh, boy.
Love at first sight does not exist.
That's the assumption.
That's the assumption.
I'd say that's true.
Ridiculous. Love at first sight does not exist.
Oh. We have that's ridiculous.
Oh,
we have of course.
Of course it exists.
This one over here.
They're fighting.
This little love bird. You don't understand.
God, I'm going to have to cancel the flights for our vacation.
Oh, her skinny jeans are going
to
Just shut up.
This is the first time we're having a breakup live on assumptions.
God.
You go first.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think they're making it, they've resolved things.
I don't think it is as, you know, people... Oh, you see each other and it's the one. Because obviously there's so much more that goes into that. But I do believe in fate. I believe in soulmates. Yeah. And obviously, you know, we met on the school bus in elementary school. And we went to the same school every year. We had the same birthday.
What?
We're neighbors in Virginia. We've done everything together, connected the hip. And it's just like, it's hard not to believe in something like that with something like this. So I'm an advocate for that. Mm-hmm. However, my partner over here hates love.
This guy? Oh,
yeah.
I hate love.
He hates love. He's the Grinch of love.
Yes.
I do agree with some of the things that you said.
Hmm?
Thank you.
My partner, like, my birthday is 9/11. His birthday is January 6th. Oof. And so that's hilarious.
I knew that, and yet every time he says it, I'm like, wow.
Wow.
Where were you?
And it's 9/11? Like, his best friend that he met in college in New York was my classmate in high school. And then it was like, this guy? And he's like, what the hell? And he has... There's so many similarities of like things that were just like, of course, like we were just like, oh, does Halloween overwhelm you and you never get a costume right? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, of course you do. Of course, this is exactly the same. Yeah. You know, we're like, we're brain people. But I feel like usually the people in the past that I've like seen and gone like, oh my God, they've been the worst person you've ever imagined.
Yeah, totally.
At least from my definitions of that, it's like, it's lust at first sight.
I was just going to say,
that's
it's
what's
like pheromones.
Real.
It's like, you're like, oh, and then you're just like a year later, you're like, what?
Yeah. Oh, I went through absolute hell based on that kind of feeling. Because I was like, I'm going to chase this fun, like, thing.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I'm going to die.
Right.
And I'll also say my experience is luck. Like that is right place, right time,
century.
Yeah. And so it's one of those things where it's, I'm not like, oh, you didn't find your person in elementary school? Why? It's like, that doesn't happen. No, that doesn't exist, you know.
Right.
Ashby, a lot of the words that you said were perfect for next assumption. It pretty much goes right into this next one. Soulmates aren't real. The idea that there's one perfect person for you to spend the rest of your life with is ridiculous. There's multiple people who you could be compatible with. It's just a matter of right time, right place.
Okay, let me tennis that back to you. Does that not then make that person like
your
the
soulmate?
Special person?
Because it
the right
was
time, right place, and you combine at the right thing?
Past lives.
I think it's very, this gives very like Crystal's religion vibe, sure. where it's like, believe it or not,
hey.
Like, it's all the same. Because it's like, you can be like, yes, soulmates, this was meant to be, and this is how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And that can be true in a celestial destiny way, right. or it could just be someone that you connected with at the right time, right place,
yeah.
and you have the good connection,
yes.
and that's, you can label it soulmate, you can label it partner, whatever you want. I feel like it...
And maybe they're soulmate for, like, a certain amount of time. A yeah. time that right. you've grown exactly. to a certain place, and then you're like, we're done growing together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like you're... You can have a soulmate, but I don't think it lasts until the end of time sometimes. Sometimes a person, like, you grow here and they're, like, staying here. So yeah. it's like you kind of need to move on and find your other soulmate.
And yeah. I also think yeah. the compatibility thing, like, yes, obviously, I'd be compatible with multiple different people. Mm-hmm. And he'd be compatible with multiple different people. But do I still believe that I found the best of that and then the right place, yes. right time? So it's mm-hmm. it's like... This, therefore, that kind of thing. It's, mm-hmm. you know, I found him, therefore this exists, or this exists, right. therefore I found him. So it's whatever sounds more romantic. It's whatever exactly. you want to believe in, you
yeah.
know.
I think so, yeah. And it also, I think, in a way, that sort of thinking can help the relationship have a little bit of, you know, extra, an extra bit of love.
Yeah,
oh,
there,
yeah.
You know?
It's beautiful.
Yeah. And that is sort of the idealism of faith, is that you don't have doubts.
Right.
So it's like you can say, oh, you know, he and I are soulmates, and how are we going to prove you wrong?
Right. But it's also one of those things where I think it's danger zone if people think, you know, some people believe you only have one soulmate, and then one person in college is convinced that Chad was their soulmate, and then right. they think, oh, yeah. that's it. You know, mm-hmm. he was the perfect, and mm-hmm. it was me, so... Again, it's so fluid. It's whatever you know,
that's,
want to
That's
be.
The other yeah. thing with dating. It's just like people, they want to make sense of it. They yeah. want to like put labels on it. They want to be like, oh, but you're in this and you're in this yeah. and you're in this. And if you're in this, you da-da-da. And like soulmates, well, they're ridiculous. It's like dating is, it is right place, right time, mm-hmm. Preference, case by case. It's like sometimes making sense of it is what's making my head spin.
Yeah,
right
totally.
Now.
It's a lot.
Totally.
It's
Instead
complex.
Of it just being a pit of unknown that yeah. we're just like discovering, we're yeah. trying to figure out what it is.
I think that's exactly. more romantic than the fate thing. I think of all just like swirling together and we just happen to meet kind of thing.
I think right time, right place is like, because kind of like, okay, dating, but what about friendships? Like,
yeah.
There's friendship soulmates.
I was just about to say. Friendship soulmates where it's just like, dude, you are my literal
yeah,
soulmate.
Or like, yeah. oh my God, we were meant to meet.
Yeah.
Like, we were meant to laugh together.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, luckily we get to finish on one that I think we're all going to agree on.
Ooh.
The true test of a potential partner is how they get along with your friends.
This is real.
Very real. That feeling when you're dating someone, you're really into them, and they're about to meet your friends is like throw up city.
City.
I hate it. Friends, it matters. There's like no bigger ick than having your friend be like,
yeah, what
oh my
do you
God,
do if they
you're
don't
bringing,
like them?
It sucks.
It sucks.
You kind of end up breaking up.
Well, yeah, because the people you surround yourself with is who you are at
right.
the end of the day.
Right.
Yeah.
And in both ways, they reflect on you and you like reflect
yeah.
on them.
Yeah.
So if your partner isn't meshing well with your group of friends,
yeah.
like you're gonna run into trouble most
exactly.
likely with this
almost,
person.
It's kind yeah. of like a vibe check of like, yes. hey, can you check me and make sure that I don't have goggles on because I love, 100%. Because I think I love them or because we had yeah. like a great first date? Like, can you just make sure that they are
and
like
it's
as
not
awesome as I think?
Always red flag. It sometimes is like, yeah, he's fine. That's the worst.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you are like, oh no, it really does like, taint what you're, who you're with, honestly. And then you start to be like, you kind of go through this thing of being like, well, then we can't like really hang out with my friends.
Oh, and then that's sad. Hell.
And then that's awful.
Terrible. Yeah.
Yeah.
But sometimes it takes a second, I think, to warm up as well, right? Because your friends,
that's
similar to your parents, they yeah. can be protective. They want to like make sure that you're
true.
Finding somebody that is somebody that they're like, oh, you deserve like a king. You deserve like somebody mm-hmm. that's really going to show up for you. And sometimes that takes time
yes.
to prove. Sometimes months.
It's also reverse though, like when you meet their friends, because you're like, who are you hanging out with?
Oh, that's
huge.
That I can see.
And like meeting my boyfriend's friends, I was like, these are incredible human beings. It was beautiful. I was like, oh, you have great. Wonderful people who are
yes.
like well-adjusted and like
yes.
emotionally aware. And I was like, oh, well, this makes sense because you are that.
Right. I completely agree with you. It's such a reaffirmation for me every time I hang out with my partner's friends of like, oh my God, I'm so lucky. Like I get to have this person who they all love. And like, it's just a private moment of like actually feeling grateful to have them in your life privately.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big thing. I will say with family, it's also a big thing, but friends are more intense because you're hanging out with friends a lot more.
Yeah.
But like, I have three sisters, and if one of my sisters doesn't really like my partner, it sucks.
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
It's
totally.
Really hard.
And that's honestly a whole nother thing to bring in as well. We kind of discussed it with parents, but like your family's opinions, your friends' opinions. I think the world of dating, even now in modern dating, there are so many different things that we can break down. I think we touched on a lot of good stuff, especially like getting into the hookup culture, the dating apps. Like, that feels like what is in the zone right now when people think of dating. But that is all the assumptions that we have today.
Incredible.
Whoa.
Yes. Thank you to everybody who submitted an assumption. If you want to participate and make more assumptions about future topics, we are always doing videos like this. But whether you're single or booed up, all four of us wish you a very happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, you're deserving of love and to be treated well. So just remember that. Okay.
That's all that matters.
These guys over here, too.
Okay.
No, you, just
remember that, okay?
Oh, just them?
Oh, no, just our camera.
Okay.
Just
this one.
Just our camera. You want to lean in and point?
No, you are worthy, and you are all that matters.
Okay, them over there? Them over there?
You're only doing your best.
We don't like you anymore.
F*** you. You are worth
you.
No, you're with me.
No.